I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. Trying to save our community up in here. Now, if we save a soul in the process, that's okay too. Don't hold that against me. Let's call that icing on the cake. Now, the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. If you find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, simply turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show right here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host, and I am here celebrating 8 years of being on the air. That's a long time in radio years, ladies and gentlemen, and I have enjoyed every single solitary second of that engagement, and I hopefully will be around a few more years to come, because this is my raison d'etre, my reason for being, what I do. Now, I also do some other things. I have a company over in Largo, Maryland called Gatewood Marketing and Web, where we are busy as a beaver trying to get people's business house in order, trying to get them off the ground. Some we're trying to launch. Some we are actually taking to another level. Some we're getting into government space, local, federal, state. We even work with a nonprofit here and there, whether it's a business development need, a design need, setting up your LLCs, your corporations, we have the resources in-house. If we don't do it in-house, we actually direct you to the person who can take care of it. And I'd like to ask you, are you serious about business if you're kind of a fence sitter? Or if you're already in business and you're kind of just saying, this is just a hobby, I don't know. Well, sometimes your words might not say that, but your actions may. Your actions are giving you away. Just do this for me. Take a look at your to-do list today. If you're a business owner, just take a look at your to-do list and how many of the items on that list involve customer acquisition or marketing. And if it's not at least 20-25%, you're doing something wrong. Now, of course, you could have said, look, I'm gonna put all of them together. I'm going to bundle them all up and do them on Saturday. But just say in general, you should be committing a significant part of your day to developing business. Look at that list and see if you see anything on there like networking, getting you some new literature, creating a logo maybe. Or you might have a note on there say, hey, call Ms. Karen Jackson over here at WOL to get some advertising. You might say, look, hey, I was planning to call Robert Gatewood at the Marketing Pulpit to get my show or event announced. So there are some things that you should be doing. You don't have to call me, but come on, you got to do something. You can't just let customers wander in nilly-willy. You have to engage in a marketing, advertising, and branding effort. If you're not over there applying for your SAMS registration on federal government contracting list or setting up your AA or trying to apply for an MBE, if you're not doing some SEO work or engaging in social media, if none of these items are on your to-do list, then I want to know what the heck you are doing and how do you plan to stay in business. And that's not to beat up on you. I understand. Sometimes nobody ever told you. Well, that's what I do. That's my company, Gatewood Marketing and Web. That's what we do on a daily basis. We help companies figure these things out. And if you need some help with that, call me at 301-839-2836 or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. We also have a website. We actually have web services. We do SSL certificates. We do hosting. We do domain registration. We do just about anything you need when it comes to web and web services. You can get that at gatewood.co or gatewood.biz, and that will take you to our web services. If nothing else, go ahead and set up you a free account and register a domain. You're saying, why would I register a domain? Well, let's say if your name is Johnny McIntyre and you go to gatewood.co, there's a big old box that pops up where you can type in that name, Johnny McIntyre. And if that name is available, I strongly recommend that you register it, because that becomes yours. 100 years from now, long as you pay the annual $10 or $12 a year registration fee, that name is yours. If you decide to run for president one day, start a company, a consulting business, you own that name, and nobody can take it away from you after you do that. On the reverse side, if you let somebody else get it, wow, life gets a little harder when you could have done it for just $12. That's just a little free tip today, folks. You can do that at gatewood.co. And even if you don't like Gatewood, if you want to go to some of these other companies and register that domain name, please do that. That's my free tip for today. But all my tips on this show are free. We have a great show lined up today. We have coming on later on, Miss Felicia Day, the accountant. If you went out here and start to make all this money online and you think the IRS is not noticing, got some news for you. They know all and they see all. They are omnipotent, omnipresent. Well, they're probably omnipotent too, but they're everywhere. So don't think just because it's online that they don't see it. Of course, you walk it over to the bank, you got a big bundle of cash. Of course, they're going to see that, but just because it's online does not mean that it's invisible. And Felicia Day, the accountant, is coming on at 11 o'clock to tell us about how to do it the right way. I'm going to be talking about what are some of the ways you can take money online and why you should be doing that. Because people want you to make it easy for them to give you money. And you should want that too. So I'm going to talk about that at 11:15. At 10:45, we're going to have Miss Charette Gordon. She's going to talk about an event coming up on the 23rd of June, and that is the Community Wealth Building Day. And she's going to talk about that event at 10:45. And so we have a full plate today, as we always do. We just love the fact that we have so many people lining up to sponsor the show. People like BLE Executive Suites, if you're looking for a home for your office, someone to answer your phone, somebody to provide great conference rooms and workshops and seminar space. You can rent an office by the hour, by the month, by the year. They have something for everybody. You do not have to go over to Starbucks and have them mistreat you, or the Waffle House and all these places. I'm not saying anything is wrong with that every now and then, to get out the office and meet somebody for lunch or breakfast or whatever. But you want to have an office home. And like I said, you don't have to sign a long lease. Just get in and come in when you need the office. Because some people have offices at their homes. And I've seen some very, very nice layouts in people's homes and basements and side rooms. But every now and then, you got to get out that office and meet and rub elbows. And BLE Executive Suites provide a great opportunity to do that. Call them at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. I want to say congratulations to the Capitals. They won the Stanley Cup. I didn't know what the heck a Stanley Cup was. I thought it was horse racing. I get them all mixed up. Pimlico, and I need to catch up on my sports. That's why I need to bring in Kelsey Nicole or Alina Seven to kind of get me up to date. But I do know that hockey was on the minds of a lot of people last night. People flooded into the streets of D.C. last night around 11 o'clock when the Washington Capitals won that game. They won four out of the five games they played. And so that is actually, the Washington streets were abuzz last night, and the celebration continues. This is the first time this has happened in quite a while, if ever. But anyway, that's congratulations to them. I'm not a hockey watcher, but I did watch the game. I watched a couple of the games. And, I mean, there's a lot of things that are changing. I never watched a royal wedding before either until this year, so I don't know what's happening. Anyway, that's going on. Also, the Cavs face elimination if they don't win tonight. They are down three games, courtesy of the Golden State Warriors. Those Golden State Warriors, they are in a league by themselves. I've never seen such a dominant team in my years to have so much talent. You could block out three of the guys, and there's always two more that can come out and pick up where the other three left off. So that's LeBron James had his hands full, and we will see tonight whether or not he can hang on. I don't think he's going to win, but I would like to see a few more games. But anyway, tonight that's going to be the Golden State Warriors against the Cleveland Cavaliers. That continues tonight. Some other things that are happening in the news. Rudolph Giuliani has become more unhinged. This guy's really losing it. In a desperate attempt to defend Donald Trump, he talks about Wow, what he used his three wives as an exemplary examples of poison comeliness. I mean, the fact you say somebody has three wives is not necessarily where you want to start the conversation when you're trying to praise somebody. And he goes on to talk about how his three wives are so great and Stormy Daniels is to be despised and disgraced. He didn't mention the fact, or he forgot about the fact, that the president's own wife had actually dabbled in nude photos. And so that has the internet abuzz right now. So the news with the president and his, God, I hate to even call him the president. But anyway, Donald Trump and his reality show continues. Starbucks is about to raise the price of its coffee from about 10 to 20 cents more in most stores. I don't know if it's because of the tariffs or whatever, but anyway, a lot of things are going up in price, if you haven't noticed. So that little tax break that you got is being gobbled up. Gas is up. Coffee is up. A few other things up. So sometimes you have to look at the long ball instead of looking at the short-term gain. President Trump plans to leave the G7 summit early. Now, he's actually trying to, it's a G7, but I think the other guys are thinking about, the guys are thinking about making it a G6 because Trump is really pushing this this nationalism, this separation, and it's really rubbing some people the wrong way. So, particularly when it comes to things like the environment and some of the other areas that affect the globe. So we'll see how that works out. That's coming up very soon as well. Let's see here. Also, we're going to also recognize one of our other sponsors. For all you listeners out there, especially business owners, did you know you may be paying more taxes on your retirement income than you need to, and it's eroding your retirement savings? Would you like to receive retirement income that's potentially tax-free and possibly keep more of your retirement savings? Well, call Dwight Ferguson of Ferguson Financial Group at 301-322-4294 or visit DwightFerguson.com. He can show you strategies so you can reduce your taxes during your retirement years and keep more of your money for yourself. Call Dwight Ferguson at 301-322-4294. Dwight Ferguson offers securities through Questar Capital Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Questar Asset Management, a registered investment advisor. Ferguson Financial Group is independent of Questar Capital Corporation and Questar Asset Management. Call Dwight today. Call him at 301-322-4294. And if you are retired and you're looking for ways to hang on to more of your money, and that should be all of us, call Dwight Ferguson. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of these other issues, the events that are coming up. Going to talk about how to keep your make money online. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.9 FM.
This traffic update is brought to you by Discover Card. Capital Beltway delays into Four Corners Silver Spring and outer loop crash between Colesville Road 29 and Georgia Avenue. Maryland State Police will block the left lane until further notice. Be prepared for those delays on Georgia Avenue itself. Southbound lanes remain blocked after Aspen Hill Road for a pedestrian struck collision and investigation. Get your free credit scorecard with your FICA credit score even if you're not a customer. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply. In the WOL forecast. Well, you can expect partly sunny skies today. 77 degrees currently. We're going up to 84. Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Head to B-Dubs to earn blazing rewards. Loyalty points when you order items like their award-winning hand-spun wings. Only at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. I'm Angela Foster, 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power. Get some more.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Got a lot going on, folks. Call us if you have a question about anything we talk about today. You can call us at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. Now, I have another service here I'd like to talk about. That is Dignity at Home Senior Care. A lot of people out there are reaching that point in their lives, and where they can't really take care of themselves. They're not ready to go into an institution yet, but what they really need is just some companion care. And they want to stay in their home. I mean, you grew up in your home. That's where you know where everything is. You're familiar. So that's why a service like Dignity at Home Senior Care is really ideal. And that's why we're glad to have them as a sponsor on the show. Now, they provide anywhere from 2 hours or 24-hour-a-day services, day or night. They have reasonable rates. You have the option to increase or decrease your services. They have companion services such as sitting, reading, and they do things like light housekeeping, like cleaning ditches, doing your laundry, dusting, meal preparation. So if you have someone or you know someone who needs just a little help, like a companion, then you need to call Dignity at Home Senior Care for a free assessment by an RN. Call them at 301-200-1659 or go to dignityathomeseniorcare.com. That's Dignity at Home Senior Care. In case you know someone or you may need somebody to come around and be a companion every now and then, call them. It's a great service. I know the people, and they are well worth our praise, and we're glad to have them as a sponsor of the show. We have a lot of things going on today. We have the later in the show, we're going to have Miss Falasha Day. We're going to talk about all this money you all are making online. Well, you got to report it to somebody. I know you've been trying to think that Uncle Sam doesn't see it because it's online. Got news for you. Uncle Sam knows all and he sees all. So we're going to have Falasha Day talking about that later on the show. And then you say to yourself, well, what if I'm not making all this money online? Well, I'm going to tell you some ways that you can get paid online, because one of my most important reasons of a marketing is you got to make it easy for people to pay you. You sitting over there with all these great services and people can't get the money to you, it's going to hurt you. So what we're going to do, talk about at the 11:15 hour, we're going to talk about some of the ways to get paid online. About a month or two ago, we had a nice group in here talking about this National Home Ownership workshop that's being held over at the Sports and Learning Complex here in the Landover area, just in the Washington, the D.C. area. For all you folks outside the area, if you're going to be in the D.C. area, you got a good reason to come now. In addition to whatever reason you were coming, because we're having this seminar over at the Sports and Learning Complex. That's on the 23rd of June. It's not this week. It's going to be the 23rd of June. And I have two very erudite and talented and knowledgeable people who are here to talk about
and giggly.
It. And giggly. They're happy. That's Miss Sherette Gordon and Mr. Antoine Thompson. Welcome, guys.
Well, good morning. Thank you again.
All right.
And good morning. Good morning. Thanks good for having us.
Hey, I had you guys about 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and you left us with this, man, you left me with my fist in the air. I felt like, man, forget Black Panther. We got to talk. We need to see Antoine and Charette. Well, one of the things that we talked about then, and it's still true, that most people in our community, their wealth is really in their homes. Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, about 10 years ago, we saw a massive loss of wealth in our community.
Yes, we did.
The
yes,
greatest
it hit
loss.
Us hard.
I mean, really, I can't. I think it was unparalleled. Mm-hmm. To have such an exodus of wealth from our community at such a one big swoop. It was just, it wasn't like gradual. It was like,
it was a wipeout.
Yeah, like one day here, you had your money out
and
here.
The next day.
Gone. Well, as our community has demonstrated, we are not one to throw in the towel. We are very
That's right.
resilient. Mm-hmm. But it's because of people like you that are providing tools to get people back on their feet and back in the game.
Yeah. So this home ownership weekend that we have coming up on us is to do just that, what you said. We have we gotten a little slump, okay, a big slump, mm-hmm. but it's definitely time for us to regroup, recalibrate, and get ourselves back on track. And this National Home Ownership Weekend that's coming up on June 23rd is to do just that by giving people good information on how they can go about obtaining a home.
Now, what are some of the obstacles that preventing people from getting into a home?
I think one of the biggest things right now is understanding the importance. There are always some racial barriers. There's some procedural and credit barriers But I think the biggest barrier right now is the mindset where many people are choosing to rent versus owning. And you have right now, I was at a forum the other day, and they were quoting some statistics for the state of Maryland for black people. And while black and brown people are rapidly growing in population in the state, the reality in Maryland is that the home ownership rate for black people is as low as it was in 1960.
Whoa.
Yes. So even though this year we commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act, the reality is that the black home ownership rate in the state of Maryland is as low as it was in 1960. So that says that we've got some work to do. We've got to talk about the benefits of home ownership, understand that life expectancy is greater, student achievement is greater.
People that own
their own homes
tend
to have a longer life expectancy than those that rent for a variety of reasons.
Wow.
And so we've got to really sound the alarm, and that's what we're doing. We're not only sounding alarm, but offering some tools of support. But it's imperative. A lot of our young people and their parents want to own businesses. When you want to own a business, you got to have collateral. Mm-hmm. What's the best form of collateral? A house. You know, Maryland has a lot of folks who, particularly African Americans, that are on the path to college or some trade school, and that costs money. And, you know, the home is one of the things that you can use to help send your kids to college. Now, naturally, you always want to pay that any equity back, put it back in the house, and then you can transfer it from that asset from one generation to the next. There was a person that's running for office in Prince George's County that talked about recently at a forum how she is the third generation of her family living in that house. Mm. That's what we got to do. Yeah. We got to put people in a position where you can transfer that home from the grandparent to the parent to the grandchild to the great-grandchild.
There you go.
But Antoine and Charette, I ride down through neighborhoods, Mitchellville, Fort Washington, Bowie. I see all these homes. And you're telling me some of these folks are renting. They're not actually the owners of these homes that I'm seeing.
You'd be surprised. Both Antoine and myself, we are part of the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. Mm-hmm. I myself am a local broker, real estate broker. So I'm working with folks all the time who I am surprised are constantly renting a home, some of it because of the market. What Antoine brought up a second ago about the mindset is definitely key, because if your mindset is not right, you won't even know to search for the information to get yourself back on track. I have a client right now who's renting a property. They just got approved $3,600 a month. They could be purchasing a home.
Wait a minute.
You know,
$3,600 a month.
Now they suffered what happened in the market, so their mindset is straight. When they're ready, you know, credit wise, they're going to buy. But I have a lot of other clients who don't even know. They don't know the importance of it. They don't know little things like the health benefit. That's a big thing, really. Mm-hmm. You know, how to leverage it for college. So we do want to get this information across. The National Association of Real Estate Brokers actually has this initiative now, which I'll let Antoine talk about because it's huge.
Yes.
And it's why we're doing what we're doing on June 23rd. So can you tell them about this huge initiative?
Sure, definitely. So number one, this is National Home Ownership Month.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the country, there's a tremendous focus during the month of June to promote home ownership. The reality is, after 50 years of the signing of the Fair Housing Act, which was signed in law 1 week after the assassination of Dr. King, the black home ownership rate in the country last quarter was 41%, and the white home ownership across the country was 71%.
Ooh.
There's a 30% gap.
Wow.
And so what we are doing from our association, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers perspective, is we have drawn a line in the sand and saying that we want to increase black home ownership by 2 million people.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of things that have to be done. And so part of that is getting out in the community, educating people about the importance of home ownership, putting on workshops, partnering with the faith community, the civic community, the business community, and helping folks understand that We must own the land in our neighborhoods. If we own the land, then we control what happens on the land.
That's
and
right.
Part of that education is making sure that people understand that getting a home is more important than buying a car. It's more important than buying a cell phone. It's more important than buying some new clothes, because when you have a home, you provide stability to your family, stability to your community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People that own homes vote more.
Yes.
Right? They're more involved. Your kids get in trouble. You got to, you know, they go to jail. They need some bail. They got a house. Right? I'm talking to my black people.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, the home has a lot of value. And it's in Baltimore, D.C., Prince George, and many communities across the country. Some kids transfer schools 2 and 3 times a school year.
Mm.
And in some of our cities, you can buy a house, you know, in Baltimore, you can buy a house $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 right now. So we've got to really promote home ownership.
And I want to say something to what you said,
yeah,
Robert, real quick about wealth and business.
Please finish up. We're going to finish up after the break.
Okay.
Thank you, Antoine and Charette. This is the Marketing Pool, but we're talking about National Home Ownership Weekend coming up in June. We have Charette and Antoine here talking about it and some other issues. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break. Marketing Pulpit.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie. This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give me a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve. It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bigger than ever. Join 1450 WOL at the Universe Soul Circus. Returning to D.C. June 21st through July 22nd at National Harbor. The Universe Soul Circus is celebrating its 25th year under the Big Top. Keep listening to win a family 4-pack of tickets. Listen and win your tickets to this 25th season of the Universe Soul Circus with 1450 and 95.9 WOL. WOL Washington. W240 DJ Washington, 95.9. WPRS HD2 Waldorf. WKYS HD2 Washington. WMMJ HD2 Bethesda. And worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Now, no matter how much you love that apartment you're in, you might live a little longer if you move into a house. Now, of course, there are some extenuating circumstances. If you're living in a house with lead in it, that might not be the case. But let's assume
a healthy home.
You got a healthy home. The numbers are out that if you are people that own homes, there are quite a few intangible benefits. We always look at the wealth part of it and the convenience part of it, the sentimental reasons. But there are some true reasons that may affect your longevity. There's an event coming up on June 23rd, the National Home Ownership Weekend. We have in the studio Antoine Thompson and Charette Gordon enlightening us not only about the event, but some of the benefits of home ownership. Charette, now tell us about the event again and what can people expect and when it's going to be, to where and what and how to and all that good stuff.
All of that good stuff. All right. So first of all, I want to make sure people mark their calendar. So it's Saturday, June 23rd. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The workshop is going to be held at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex, which is on Sheriff Road in Landover. And what can they expect? They can expect to walk out of there a lot more confident in the process because they're going to have expert real estate agents there. They're going to have lenders there to explain to them how to go about securing a loan, home inspectors to explain to you the importance of having a home inspection, how that plays a part in the role of purchasing a home. And a lot of people don't know what the title company does. We have title companies that are going to be there, too, because they're an important part. They keep everything together.
Okay.
They get you to close and get keys in your hand.
And you, what Antoine was saying, what you're saying also is that a lot of this is mindset. People,
Yes. And
I do. It was a shock. I think our community almost had PTSD after this tragic blow we took back 10 years ago when it came to our wealth. And I think some people are literally walking around in shock. They haven't snapped out of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, how do I move forward?
Yeah.
I mean, I lost my house. Getting a new house, is they see it as like this mountain, this insurmountable mountain because the credit now is damaged. But there is still a way to do it.
There's still a way to do it. Plus, I do want to make sure I tell people there's going to be an organization there that can help people restore their credit as well.
That's what I mean.
And a lot of whites lost their home, but a lot of them have went back into home ownership.
Right.
And part of the thing is why these numbers are so important. And white, in many white communities, the home ownership rate nationally is average is 71%, right? So that means in some neighborhoods, it's obviously what?
Right.
Far higher.
Right.
So if you come from a community where 7 or 8 out of 10 people own a home, that becomes the what? The societal norm. If you live on the black side where the average is 41%, so that means some neighborhoods.
That's 15, 20%. Right.
So if you live in a community where 7, 8 out of 10 people don't own a home, then not owning a home is what? Not a big deal.
Right.
Right.
So we have to shift this paradigm and help people understand that when you own a home, that's why some neighborhoods get better policing, better schools, get more stores, and there's more sidewalks are done, streets are plowed, curbs and parks are improved when people live in their own, you know, the bike lanes and the dog parks and the swings are more improved. So home ownership is important.
It's important.
It's important.
So we want to make sure people come out Saturday,
Amen.
June 23rd, Sports and Learning Complex from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll be there. Antoine will be there.
I will be there.
All right. I just want to tell people how to register because I know we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So please go to nationalhomeownershipweekend2018.eventbrite.com or just do a quick call to 240-343-4249.
And it's free.
Wow,
so again, just call 240-343-4249 and we'll get you in.
And black home ownership does matter. Our people have always wanted to own a piece of America, 40 acres and a mule, and all those other things that our people have fought for. We've got to own a piece of America. So get
Here's
your share.
Chance.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
We're here to help.
You're really right on. I really endorse everything you've said. It's so important. So, folks, come on out to this event. Go to National Home Ownership Weekend 2018.eventbrite. We'll also have this information on marketingpulpit.com. Or call them at 240-343-4249. Antoine, Charette, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
God
thank
bless.
You.
All right, folks, that's very important. We got to change this paradigm, according to Antoine and Charette. Let's get into ownership. Now, somebody who's also have been talking to us about some of the tax benefits of ownership of homes and some other things is Miss Felicia Day. But today we're going to talk about all you folks that's making all this money on the internet. You got money just coming in by the bucket loads. At least that's what you hope anyway. Maybe Felicia Day has money coming in by the bucket loads. Welcome to the show, Felicia Day. Felicia Day joins us the second week of every month, and she brings us information that's very valuable. And today is no exception. Before we even get started, Felicia, tell people about you and your company, please.
Well, I'm the owner of Suncrest Financial Services, located here in Largo, Maryland. I basically help entrepreneurs basically learn how to beat the tactical robber. I teach them the tips, the tricks, and the trade. And if they don't want to do it themselves, they can hire me to save them thousands and thousands of dollars on their taxes. So, Robert, to be honest with you, my goal is to reduce the small business failure rate one business at a time.
Hmm. You know, when I started the show today, Flajay, I was talking about asking people, are you really serious about being in business? And I was telling them, if you don't have a certain number of business development lines on your to-do list, then are you really taking this seriously enough? And then I have to add another thing on there. You really, and this is, it just falls off the radar with so many small companies, is they feel like that this taxes and filing this and taking care of this paperwork, it's just something they're going to get around to one day, and it never really makes that priority list. And it's hurting these companies. It really is. So today we're going to talk about the online money. A lot of people, they got their PayPal account, they got their Stripe, they got this. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about some of those later after in the next segment, some of those payment methods. And some of the ones that are good, some that are bad, some that are ugly. We're going to talk about that a little later. But let's say people got this money coming in. What are some of the things they need to know? What are some of the rules? What are the rules of the road?
Look, Robert, the first thing I would say is if they have money coming into their bank accounts from online, they can't run and they can't hide. Like,
and I think that's a misconception. That's a big misconception.
Robert, first things first. The biggest problem I see entrepreneurs face is that they make the money online and then they go and check the system and say, oh, well, PayPal didn't issue me a 1099, Stripe didn't issue me a 1099, then I don't have to report that income. That is the biggest myth and the biggest problem that a lot of business owners doing. They're not claiming the income because they didn't receive the 1099.
And tell me this, why does the PayPal not issue a 1099?
Well, because either the company didn't make over $20,000 and or have over 200 transactions.
Oh, okay. So they may issue a 1099 if you meet that criteria.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, that's interesting to know. That's
but
okay.
The problem is, Robert, is that regardless of if you do or do not receive a 1099 from PayPal, Stripe, your next door neighbor, your buddy down the street to cut their grass, you still have to claim all of that income.
Okay.
Every dollar of it.
But what if you got the little thing you stick on the end of your phone? You're out selling, you're out at this trade show, and you got people just lying all around the table, lying down the street to get to your table. You got your little Stripe button, your little thing you stick at the end of your iPhone. You're swiping those cards. It's just going in your phone. How is Uncle Sam going to know about that?
What do you mean? It's going through a third party, Robert. Look, I wish it was just going through our phone. The problem we're having is that these merchants, PayPal, Stripe, and all of that, they have to follow the NACA rules. So they have to be in compliance with the National ACH organization. They are required to store and to record every monetary transaction that goes in and out of all of our accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just because the IRS then came up with a loophole of them not sending in the forms doesn't prevent you or protect you from not filing. You still have to file it. If you're at a book fair and you made $100, you're still supposed to include that into your income.
Now, is there like a threshold or a tripwire that might bring you to the attention of the IRS? Because I know most small companies right now, large and small, they're using online payment system. Is there like something that might bring you to the IRS or the attention of the IRS?
Okay, so let's say, for example, if PayPal wants to get audited,
okay,
right? Then IRS would know every payment that you received that you didn't report.
Okay.
So it's really no way around it. The issue is that if you didn't meet that 200 transaction threshold or the $20,000 transaction threshold, right, Robert?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're not going to receive a 1099.
Okay.
The IRS will not receive a 1099.
Right.
Okay. So what they think on the streets, Robert, is correct. The IRS don't know about that.
Right.
But the moment that PayPal or Stripe has to remain in compliance and send that in or get audited, the IRS will find out about it. But the law states, Robert, that even if you don't receive a 1099, you're still responsible.
But you know what? That is so true, because a lot of times in business, it's not what you do wrong that gets you tripped up. It's somebody, another party that you're doing business with get tripped up, and then you fall into the crosshairs because of something somebody else did. That happens so often. I know this happened a lot in the government contracting world. People, they live in this nice little squeaky clean life. They thought they may have been a rule here or there, but they figure, well, nothing is going to attract anybody's attention. Not until that other company they were dealing with was breaking all kinds of rules. And now guess what? You are in the sights along with them. Same thing applies to these companies that who are taking your money or sending you money. You might not be reporting it because you're saying, well, heck, this is such a small expense. It's not, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just going to take some of this money and push to the side. All of a sudden, the bank, Stripe, PayPal, or whoever's sending you this money, they get caught. All of a sudden, they're looking at everybody involved.
Yes, Robert. Now, that's where most people are going to end up getting caught up. But the mere fact is this, they cannot run or hide, Robert, because your income and your credit report is tied to IRS.
Mm-hmm.
So if your expenses, your monthly expenses exceed what you're reporting and you wasn't late on your credit report or you didn't make your mortgage payment late, that can trigger an audit in itself because it shows the IRS intrinsically you have money coming from other sources because you were able to maintain expenses that exceed your reported income.
Right. Stuff just have to add up. If it doesn't, if you want to know a easy rule, stuff just math. That's what it's called. It's called basic math. If things aren't adding up, you are going to end up standing out. You're going to send up a red flag. If you're showing so much, you're only showing you're making $5,000 a year, but you got a $5,000 a month house note.
Mm-hmm.
Something is not going to, that doesn't make sense. And the IRS is going to become knocking on your door. The same thing on these online payments. You got all this money coming in. You're paying all these bills over here, but you're not showing income. Uncle Sam is going to start looking. Where is this money coming from? A la, they may start looking at your online payments. Is that a safe assessment?
That's a safe and true assessment, Robert. Safe and true.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, does your company, let's say somebody out there, I stepped on a couple of toes this morning, as I'm often to do. If they needed help with this, is this something you can help them with?
Oh, most definitely, Robert. This is actually where we work the most efficiently. You know, I save my clients millions from situations like this. They try to underreport and dip and dodge, and then they have to come and knock on the door, and then we save them from situations from them not claiming the income that they've gotten from PayPal and Stripe. So,
well, Philosophy Day, hang on just another second. I want to come back after the break and let the information about your company get out here to the public. So hang on a second, okay? All right, folks, mm-hmm. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I have Philosophy Day, the accountant, talking about what to do with all this money you're making online. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break. I'm going to talk about some of those ways to make money online right after the break. This is the Marketing Pulpit. Hang on.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS at 95.9 FM.
This report is brought to you by Discover Card. As you head over onto Branch Avenue, we've got some road work in both directions. Lanes blocked each way near Birch Hill Road, causing some backups. And if you're traveling 410 northbound, got some road work blocking the right turn lane as you approach Route 50. Also watch for slowdowns northbound on 95 in Maryland, leaving the Beltway up towards 212. Get your free credit scorecard with your FICO credit score, even if you're not a customer. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply. This weather report is brought to you by Premio Sausage. Today, we're going to see partly cloudy skies, high of 84, low of 69. And tomorrow, thunderstorms, high of 82 and a low of 69. Then on Sunday, thunderstorms again and a high of 76. Premio Sausage started as a butcher shop and still makes sausage with quality cuts of meat, Italian spices, and nothing else. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be. I'm Danielle Deverell for 1450 AM and 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
All right. I want to thank Sherrod and Antoine for being on earlier talking about their upcoming event. Go to Marketing Pulpit and look at all the events that are coming up. I have on the line Ms. Velocity, the accountant. This lady knows her stuff, and I can attest to that. I've been working with her for a few years now and have sent many of my clients to her because she's accessible, she's knowledgeable, she's easy to work with, she knows her stuff, and she's affordable. So don't think that this is not something you can afford to do. But I put it this way, you can't afford not to do it because, Philosophy has said before, then you say they hired a lot of auditors and recently to go out and start checking on folks that more than they had in the past.
You know what, Robert, we talked about this. Due to this Trump law, they're going to increase beef up auditing and their policies and stuff strictly because they're going to have to recover the losses that the United States government is going to incur.
With all these tax breaks, yeah.
Exactly. So it's time for your audience and everybody listening, Robert, to stop playing. Claim the income. Let's not get caught up.
Yeah, folks, and let me just say this. Let me speak brother to brother, sister to sister, or whatever your persuasion is. Let's just go ahead and do it right. Because this jumping, this being, doing it the shady way and always looking over your shoulder, you're afraid that somebody's going to knock on your door every time you get a registered piece of mail, you almost have a heart attack. Folks, that's not the way to go. Let's do it the right way. Go ahead and bite the bullet. Pull a couple of bucks from somewhere. I mean, buy you less beer, get a less expensive car, cut back on the new office furniture. Take that money and go ahead and get your paperwork right. I'm telling you, that's going to help. That's going to really add a couple more years to your life because doing the other way is too much stress. I'm telling you. So, believe me on that one. Philosophy, how can somebody find out more about your services, please?
Oh, well, Robert, they can go online and go to Suncrest, S-U-N-C-R-E-S-T, financials.com, or they can just give us a call in the office. We're waiting for them, 202-618-1297.
Well, I today appreciate you. You always bring great information. I'm glad to have you on the team, and thank you for joining us today.
Yep, thank you, Robert. Have an amazing day.
Thank you. All right, that's Felicia Day. She's at her information is on the homepage. We sent out a tweet this morning, as we always do. If you're not on us, following us on Twitter, go to twitter.com and just type in Marketing Pulpit and follow us. Also follow us on Instagram and Facebook. That way you'll stay abreast of who the guests are, and we send out tips occasionally. And you can go to marketingpulpit.com and listen to the past shows and find out all about the events and our guests. And about yours truly, I am Robert Gatewood. This is the Marketing Pulpit. You can call me at 301-839-2836. Talk about the wonderful services that we offer as far as business development, logo creation, social media strategy, search engine optimization, graphic design services, marketing strategy, branding, anything you need to get your business off the ground. Folks, let's start taking these businesses seriously. If you don't own a business, now is a better time than ever. And don't say just because you have a good government job or you're working for a big company or a big law firm that life is going to be good forever. Maybe that's true, but you can't take that job with you. Your business is perennial. It's a legacy. It's going to be around. Your kids will always have a place to work. Your family will always have something they can look up to and be proud of. But you can't do it if you are doing it half-stepping or halfway. And that's why you need a good marketing strategy, some real branding, some real professionalism, get your logo, and let me help you with that. You don't have to deal with these companies in Iran and Pakistan and China and Korea. These services are right here in your community. And I'm telling you, folks, I get a little tick sometimes when I keep hearing about people sending their money overseas or thinking they're saving a buck, and then all of a sudden that company has disappeared and all their material has gone with them. They can't find them. Let me tell you, folks, that is not your friend. Just because they're saving you a couple of bucks does not mean that company is your friend. We have people in our community who have more and who are more interested in just taking your dollar, but also helping the community, our children, our families. Anyway, call me. That's where I am. I'm not doing it just for the money. Otherwise, I wouldn't be spending my Friday every Friday. There's a lot of other things I could be doing on Friday and sitting here trying to educate and enlighten people. But, of course, it always helps me as well. because it brings people to my company, which I really, really appreciate. And I thank all the people who've come to Gatewood Marketing and Web over the years, and people who've tuned in to WOL 95.9 and 1450 AM, and all the people that make this show possible. Velocity was talking about the money you make online and how you should handle it, and you should take this seriously. Take heed of what she said. But what are some of the ways that you can get your money from that customer's hand into your bank account? Now, there's merchant accounts and there's non-merchant accounts. Let me use PayPal as an example. When PayPal has their free service, where you can, anybody with a computer or a phone can go and set up a PayPal account and start receiving money in just a few days. There's a personal account, there's a business account. That's PayPal. PayPal also has this merchant account services. Merchant account services are slightly different in that you don't have to put the PayPal logo on your website or anywhere for that matter, because it's all done behind the scenes. Normally with a merchant account, you pay like a $30 or so monthly fee for the privilege, and you can still accept the money into your PayPal account, but it's being accepted as a merchant account versus a PayPal account. If you want to know the difference, just go to gatewoodmarketing.com and go to the payment page. You won't see PayPal's logo anywhere on that page, but that money is actually going through my PayPal account. At other places on the website, you might see a PayPal button, and that's what most people have. And that PayPal button means, the difference is that with a merchant account, that entire transaction can take place on your website. With a free PayPal account, the transaction takes place on the PayPal server. Now, when that transaction takes place on your website, you have to have an HTTPS or an SSL certificate. And I got some news for you folks out here in the website ownership world. Owning a website is about to get more expensive. Coming up in July, browsers like Chrome and some of the others are going to start announcing to the world that you do not have an SSL certificate. That means when you type in your web address, if you type in http://, and not HTTPS, they're going to out you. They're really going to embarrass you in red, big, bold letters saying this website is not secure. Once again, if you want to see an example of how it works, go to gatewoodmarketing.com. You'll see up in the corner HTTPS when you type in the web address. You'll also see a little lock beside the URL. You really want to go ahead now and start making plans to get that done. It's going to cost you anywhere between $60 and $80 a year for the privilege, but it's not going to be an option. You're going to have to get that done, particularly. Now, you already have to get it done if you're taking money on your server versus PayPal server, but the rules are about to change. That's going to be required for everybody. So don't feel like just because it's a PayPal account that you don't have to get this HTTPS or the SSL 250 secure locket server certificate. Also, if you look down at the bottom of Gatewood Marketing, you'll see a certificate that says, a little badge at the bottom that says this website is secure. You really want that for your customers anyway. You want people to feel secure when they go to your website. Some other things, other ways that people are paying online is through a service called Authorize.net. Amazon Payment has a system. Google Checkout has a system. Square has a system. And we also heard about LawPay. These are some of the ways that you can collect money on the internet, because people are paying online now. They're not writing checks. They're not walking around with big wads of cash. So what you want to do is get these systems put into your website, and it doesn't have to be one or the other. You can actually do more. I use my merchant account, but I also use PayPal. And when I'm traveling, I actually use Square. They ship you a little free device that you can plug into your iPhone or to your smartphone and take money when you're out selling books and doing trade shows and things like that. The old swipe machine is over. So all you old schoolers out there saying, hey, swipe machine, where's my swipe machine? That doesn't apply anymore. As a matter of fact, look at your most recent credit card. You notice it's not imprinted, it's not raised, because swipe machine is no longer the rule of the game. So anyway, folks, that's how we're going to move on that. Make sure you got those, make it easy for people to pay you. And also, once you start making that money, you want to talk to somebody like Velocity to make sure that money is being accounted for in the right way.
I also want to talk about another event that's coming up on June 30th. That's the Home Buying Seminar. Ms. Kia Coppage, they're having this event again on June 30th. They've had three already. There's another one coming up on June 30th. You want to go ahead, folks, because this home buying and getting out of debt is serious. We need to do this now more than ever. So you want to go to that event as well, coming up on June 30th. Go to marketingpulpit.com. We have the information right there on the homepage. Go to our event section and find out how to register for the upcoming home buying and debt to wealth seminar. We have some great speakers there. You can also call them to register at 202-725-9843. That's 202-725-9843. That's the home buying and debt to wealth seminar. And we've really, that is a great opportunity to find out ways on how to get your debt eliminated, how to get your credit score right, how to find out how to buy distressed properties and turn them into income, investment properties. So go to themarketingpulpit.com at the event page and find out all about our events that are coming up. Also, Dr. Anthony Fears, he's a real estate broker that's also doing some great things out in the community. He's actually was on the show a few weeks ago. Go to themarketingpulpit.com and see him on the homepage as well, and go ahead and support this brother. Folks, that's going to wrap up the show for today. We've had a great show. Thank you, Charette, Antoine, for Lacha Day, and thank you, the listener. I love you guys. You have actually made this show a success over the past 8 years, and I look forward to being with you next week on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. That's going to be it for today, and if you want to be successful, folks, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.